Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Now, though, it won't be news to many people that women often carry an unfair portion of the load when it comes to care tasks. But we did not know specifically how that has fallen around COVID-19. This week, the National Women's Council released a report about just that very thing. And I am joined now by Dr. Cliona Lochnan, who is the Women's Health Coordinator with the National Women's Council, to tell us a little bit more. Hello, Cliona.
Hi, Louise.
So tell us a little bit about this report.
Well, I suppose we did an online survey in May, so it was during the first lockdown. And the reason we ran the survey was, as you said, that we know that before the pandemic hit, that women were doing more of the caring work. So informal care, you know, care for the house, all the household tasks, care for children, care for older relatives and so on. But as the lockdown was happening, it was becoming clear, you know, from women telling us, but also from our member groups, that women were feeling under a lot of pressure. And that it seems like caring had increased as a, you know, an issue in women's lives. And we wanted to hear directly from women about what that was like for them.
And what was it like?
Unfortunately, I suppose, and, you know, maybe it wasn't surprising, but it was a bit depressing, I guess, to read what women were telling us, many women. So 1,400 women replied to our survey online. And of those women, 85% said their caring had increased during COVID. But we also asked women to kind of tell us what it was like for them. So, you know, in their own words, say what was happening for them. And, you know, women were talking a lot about that they suddenly were playing all these additional roles. So I think one woman put it really well when she said, you know, I've gone from a parent to a full-time parent, a teacher, an entertainer, a friend, and a mental health coordinator. And that feels like an extra mental load. Mm. So women were talking a lot about feeling stress and overwhelm. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, were living in families, they may be living with a partner, they may have been younger women, say, living with their parents. And, you know, women were sharing their care with other adults, but they, you know, it was quite clear that for many women, that sharing wasn't equal. Mm. And that was becoming increasingly difficult, I suppose, as the lockdown really hit for people.
Mm. Why do you think it is that even though we've made so much progress in the home, it seems like these care tasks still fall to women?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, COVID, what COVID has done in so many ways, it's kind of pointed up inequalities that we had in our society. And as I said, you know, before the pandemic, there was research in Ireland that women, on average, you know, were doing double the amount of care work as men were doing, and about the same in terms of housework. So something that was there before COVID, I suppose it does feel like, you know, it's a cultural and societal kind of norm that's established over hundreds and thousands of years, that a lot of this work is seen maybe as women's work. Mm. And that kind of came across as well from what women told us. So, you know, some women were saying, you know, actually in my household, we're doing it 50-50. But when a lot of women, when they said that, they said, but I feel really lucky and I know that's not the same for other women. Mm. So there's a sense that where it is being shared equally, that it's unusual or, yeah, as I said, that you're kind of lucky. Mm. There was a difference, I suppose, that women kind of reported around the type, how care works within a family. So women were kind of saying, you know, the care that I'm doing is continuous. I'm doing it throughout the day. But maybe if I have a partner at home, the partner is doing that work after their working hours. Mm. Or they might do tasks, you know, that are required at the weekend. They might do kind of like the major kind of household, you know, kind of plumbing issues or that kind of thing. But for a woman, there's this kind of continuous and constant care work. And that obviously can have effects for women around their own well-being. Mm.
And their own work.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, nearly 70%, I think, of the women who applied to us were working in paid work as well. Mm. And for some women, that was, you know, they were essential workers outside the home. And women there, you know, they reported quite a bit of guilt around, you know, I'm trying to do care work for my own children, perhaps, or for other relatives in my house. But I also know how important it is to be on the front line and finding it difficult to manage that. Mm. And then other women, you know, who maybe had children, mothers who were working from home, but were then, you know, were very conscious that when their children see them at home, their children want to spend time with them, but they were having to kind of really try and manage that so that they could make sure they could fulfill their paid work as well. Mm. And that was, you know, they can understand me, that was tough for people.
Really tough. And can I ask, what did you learn about people who don't necessarily have other adults in the home, people who might be alone with children?
Yeah, so, you know, we know that 86% of lone parents are women. So it was a real theme that came through in the survey responses was that for lone mothers, you know, that level of constant care, it couldn't be shared with anyone else. I mean, one lone mother said to us, you know, I'm a lone parent, so I have to do everything with absolutely no help as everyone is banned from my life right now. Mm. It's beyond stressful. And I suppose there was that sense from some of the lone mothers who responded to us as well, that because during that first lockdown, people have to stay within their own households, they were very conscious for their own children, you know, that they needed to provide all the emotional support, all the play support, all the fun as well.
Yeah.
And that was quite tough.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, lone parents were also saying that actually, you know, I rely on myself all the time. This is normal for me. And actually, I feel maybe more resilient around it, or it's tend to be easier for me to cope because actually, you know, before the lockdown, I was already having to provide all of this on my own as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I wonder if there are people who are in, you know, who have another parent in the household or another adult support in the household who maybe feel like they got a bit of insight into, you know, the experience of people who are alone with children, because I think, you know, it's so difficult. And I'm sure there's not a parent in the country who hasn't considered that at times. But it's a truly, truly nonstop difficult job on top of any other work that you might have. What about, I want to ask you about caring for extended family, because this seems to be something that really falls to women, whether it's, you know, a woman who has brothers who might have one older parent. You know, it does seem to be the women that end up doing those caring jobs, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, like that's what the research before the pandemic would say as well, is that, you know, women are more likely to do that kind of informal care for older relatives or maybe people living with illness in the community. And I suppose during the lockdown, you know, there were a lot more people who were cocooning and who needed support around maybe home care, for example, because home care was reduced during the lockdown, the availability of it, or, you know, older people who needed support with somebody going to the shops and checking in on them and so on. So a lot of women were talking about that. So I think about 32% of the women who responded to us were caring outside their home for somebody else. And there was talk, you know, about how within families, siblings had discussed that and how they would do it. But, you know, again, it, like you say, it was kind of women were saying, well, I'm the woman in the family, I'm the daughter in the family, it's kind of thought that I would do that work. So again, it's those kind of expectations maybe that we still, you know, we aren't sharing it equally as yet. We need to work on this.
So what can we do aside from asking men to really examine their lives and consider whether or not they're pulling their weight, whether it's in their family with older parents or with older relatives or within their household and their children and, you know, taking care of the house and all the rest of that. And there will be lots who'll look around and say, no, I feel like I'm pulling my weight, and that's excellent. But if other men are perhaps examining themselves, you know, hopefully they will notice if there's an inequality and do something about that. But aside from that, what can we do about this?
Well, I suppose in the Women's Council, you know, we've been saying before the pandemic, like, we have an issue with supporting care in society. We're not providing enough support. Caring is something that many of us want to do, and we want to look after our families and our loved ones, but we need support around it.
Yeah.
So we're really, you know, we've been calling on the government, and I think what the survey and what the pandemic has really shown is that we, you know, this caring can't go on unsupported. People need support. So we need access to affordable childcare. Publicly affordable childcare. We need much better access to social care support. So that's the kind of home care support and all the things that people are doing to support older relatives who live in the community. But there needs to be much better public support for family carers who are doing that. And we also need, I think, and it's come across throughout the pandemic, we need better access to mental health supports in the community as well. So that's something women were telling us, you know, that really it would benefit me if I could access affordable counselling, for example, those kind of things. So it's about, I think, the state now coming in and saying, you know, women have been stepping into this role, they've been filling a lot of gaps around care, and we need to now actually put the public supports in place to help that to happen.
Another area where more support is needed very clearly this week was identified as the area of women's refuge and domestic violence, because unfortunately there has been, as we expected, there has been a stark increase of women seeking help from the Gardaí and from places of refuge during lockdown, hasn't there?
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, home isn't safe for everybody, unfortunately. And as you said, like the Gardaí and frontline domestic violence services are saying there's been an increase in reports and increase in women and families seeking that support. And unfortunately, I suppose this week we saw Safe Ireland figures talking about the number of women and children who've been unfortunately turned away from refuge because we just don't have enough refuge spaces in Ireland. And again, that was the case before the pandemic, but this crisis has really shown again how we need to be investing much more in refuge spaces. We don't meet the international standards around that, and we need to fund the domestic violence frontline providers much better. But, you know, I think it is really important when we talk about this issue that women know that the supports are all, they're still operating. The Gardaí have been really clear that they want to protect women. They are there and they will protect people. And that, you know, women in immediate danger at the moment, they should call 999. But there's also, if women want to investigate the kind of supports that are available in their area, they can visit stillhere.ie, and that's run by the government and by the frontline service providers. And I think it's really important that message gets out there that, you know, support will be available if you can reach out.
It's very difficult, isn't it, to think of a woman being turned away from a refuge.
It is. It really is. I think we really need to address this. We need to invest in the services. But again, I would just say to women that what was also being said was, okay, well, while there wasn't enough refuge spaces, the frontline services were really being creative about making sure they could provide some kind of safety for women.
Yeah.
So if you reach out, you know, support will be provided, and people are working really hard to ensure that is the case.
Yeah. So don't. Be discouraged and don't think that you're stuck where you are, because you're not. If you feel like you're capable of going and leaving, there are services there. They might not be exactly what we would want, but there are services there, and a lot of work is being done to make sure that you will be kept safe if you are in that place where you need to change your circumstance. Okay, well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you coming on and explaining all of that to us. There is still so much work to be done. And I suppose this is when people say, well, do we even need feminism anymore? Well, yes, we do. And that is Dr. Cliona Loughnane, Women's Health Coordinator with the National Women's Council. Thank you so much, Cliona.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great one.
Bye.
So there you have it. It's a bit stark and it's a bit bleak and it's not nice to think about, but we have to talk about these things because we have to confront them. And I think it's fascinating, like even for me socially with friends of mine who would be absolutely, you know, staunch feminists and who really believe in equality, when some of us look inside our own homes, you might find that things aren't as equal as maybe you'd like them to be. And it's not always an easy conversation to have, but I would really encourage you to have a conversation if you feel like in your life, and this goes for men too, if you feel like you're doing, you know, way more than what women are doing. Like, equality in the home is very important, because if things are unequal and if someone feels like they're pulling more of the weight, it can be really detrimental to the relationships and people's mental health. There's no doubt about it. So have a conversation today if you feel like you need to have it in your home. Ask for help if you feel like you need it, because you deserve it.
Louise McSherry on 2FM
with Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.